This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth. Truth.
It is 44 degrees on May 6th. I just realized why this month is called May. It may rain, it may snow, it may be 80 degrees, or it may be 30 degrees. Yeah. But we have more to do than complain about perfectly normal weather in northern Nevada. It is normal here. I mean, you ever live somewhere where the weather never changes? Southern California, no snow, no thunderstorms, boring. I get bored when the weather never changes. Yet I met people who came here from Southern California who are horrified by the weather here, and they want Reno weather to look like it. And how dare our locals disagree?
Yes, to heck with that noise.
Well, I was at the post office in line yesterday, so I was there a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy recognized me, and we're talking about the weather, and he makes this comment. He goes, make it stop. No, you stop. Now, I may have a different attitude if the frost kills my peaches.
Well, yeah.
It's the cost of playing the gardening game, you know? But I will say that I've been here most of my life, and I have never seen a winter that lasted this long. And I don't think we've seen the last dusting of spring either.
I've been here since 1994, and this is the longest winter we've had. And I think the snow we had earlier this week decimated every flower bed in the area, every last one of them.
Oh, man. We have a lot of victims.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, I've seen snow and hail on July 4th more than once.
No, that I haven't seen. I've heard about it.
Yeah, but it wasn't continuous. From a never-ending winter. I think 160 days of cold weather is plenty. I mean, usually May is T-shirt weather.
Yes.
Weather here is a love-hate relationship. And if you look at it the right way, it's a beautiful area with a bit of snow sprinkled on the top. And I'll take rain and snow over smoke any day.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm John Potter.
Hello, John Potter.
You think today is my coronation here?
You're doing AFP, fine,
King of Saturday Radio. My coronation. We know what's going on TV right now, so I'll get into that later. For the foreseeable future, it's just John Potter with guests now and then here on the weekend. Your live and local hometown Saturday call-in show. Jay is no longer with the station, and we will miss him. I like Jay.
Oh, he's a good guy. He really is.
I like him because I got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you take the time to know someone, you will find several things to like about them. And it was great working with Jay. My best wishes to all he has in his future. Young guys like Jay have the world in front of them.
Oh, he does.
I'm envious. Yes, and I'm envious. I mean, I'm excited for you, my friend.
He has the gift of gab, absolutely. He could make friends with a tree.
Just live it up, do all you can, because when you turn 68, it's all over and nobody wants you.
Just to let our listeners know, Jay got a job offer. We can't talk about it in detail, but he got a job offer that he would have been foolish not to take, and he moved on to greener pastures.
Well, then what am I doing here?
Entertaining anyway. Me, if nothing else.
Yeah, for you. Okay. what is this show now? It's very newsy. It's mostly fun. It's sometimes serious. A few guests now and then, and always local. Local, local. Tell your friends, and I hope to be your forever Saturday morning companion. Phone lines are always open. They open now, Phil.
They are open now.
775-884 9910. Yeah, still with us is Phil Galbraith.
Yes.
We can't get rid of this guy.
Oh, no, I'm a fungus. I admit it.
You know, I worked all week at the Carson station, KKFT, mm-hmm. and I never noticed this here, but the Carson thing, I noticed it, and I see it here, too. In the coffee room, the memo posted in our coffee room about having to report our tips.
Yes, yeah.
Now, I'm new here. Are other people here getting tips from listeners? I have not gotten any.
I filled out the 3 pages of paperwork for the $1.98 I have received over the past 2 years.
Our government at work.
Absolutely.
Imagine the time it took to write this memo and make, okay, give it to restaurants, but they may, apparently, every business has to post the thing from the state.
Yes, they have to, they are required to have that paperwork posted for all employees to read. How you read a 9-point font is beyond me. I tried with a microscope. It didn't
work. It'll take you a good 15 minutes to read it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I know it's not good radio to talk about something also that's on another station or on TV, mm-hmm. but we can't ignore history, I guess. Get used to saying King Charles.
Oh.
All the TV news stations are treating this with gushing reverence.
Yeah, Chuck III, it is his reign now.
Yeah, well, personally, I'm going to celebrate by watching Mel Gibson and The Patriot at home.
That's a good movie.
We honor and respect this antiquated, glorified form of more than we do our own presidents.
Every time I think that the monarchy over in England is done and outmoded and not really needed by the population, I am reminded of how much they love it by the huge crowds that react to the royalty. When Queen Elizabeth was when her body was laying in state, they had a line literally miles long. And there were tens of thousands of people there to cheer on their new king. I didn't see it, but I heard that audio on my way into the station this morning. And, oh, my goodness, there was a lot of people and a lot of happiness down there.
Just so, when you think that it's run its course, something like this display shows you. I mean, I do have this, antagonism against the UK.
Oh, do you?
I never really liked them.
Well, it's been 200 years. Time to forgive and forget.
Well, no, it's this belief that a human being is superior to the commoners just because of what rich family he or she was born into is just so wrong and so anti what we stand for in this country. We are the all men are created equal country.
You're right.
And they're gushing over that. Oh, John, you're taking this way too seriously. Am I? No, they take it way too seriously there and on the news here and this family.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, but then I see all the crowds who react so positively to it, and they like being subjects, not citizens. That's the way they live. That's what they want.
Subjects, yeah, they call themselves subjects.
Yeah.
Who does that? Now, this family, Camilla... I was there from the beginning of Charles' marriage to Diana, and I think that was disrespectful to Prince Harry and how Harry has been made into an outcast. Yes, I know he did it to himself, but even before that, I was sensing that William and Kate were the favorites and Harry wasn't, and gradually they just whittled him down to no uniform, despite his military service, no medals. Sit in the sixth row, et cetera, et cetera. The big cold shoulder from his own family wasn't even given a seat on the same plane to go see the Queen in her final hours. And I'll tell you, Phil, I'm super sensitive to that. This whole thing, one son favored over the other by this family. For people who were in kind of a similar situation growing up, to see that on display of how humiliated. Well, he did it to himself, yeah, but still, you don't cast off your blood like that.
You know, this is nothing new. They've been doing this kind of royal politics for the past 900 years over there. As a matter of fact, this ostracization of Harry is kind of low level on the scheme of things. They had a lot worse. Heck, they developed the Church of England so King Edward VIII could get divorced.
Jeez, I said this was a local show, and I've already blown it. Anyway,
I'm just going to end it. Admit it.
I'm going to end it by saying, you know, maybe they should have just ended the royalty thing after the queen died. It just doesn't seem the same. So I guess I'm spoiling the party. No one on TV, maybe it's me and the British. Nobody on TV bothered me more than James Corden. There's something about a foreigner who goes on TV and every night criticizes our country. Mm-hmm. Not jokes, because late night talk show hosts, they don't joke anymore. They editorialize. And when it comes to our, quote, old-fashioned values, that's the joke. They criticize. Every night, these late night hacks relentlessly tear down. Here we go. Of course, President Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos, Tucker Carlson, all the easy targets. But to have a foreigner here from the UK do it just bothered me. Tear down your own country. If you enjoy the freedoms and the riches this country gave to you. I love living in the USA, especially Nevada. I deeply respect the libertarian history and culture in our state. Mm-hmm. I love the desert with a passion I can't explain. I've worked hard to get where I am. Well, not the being taken off TV part, but I've waited all my life for this dream. I had in 1976 to live here to come true. I've lived in Western New York, Indiana, Kentucky, Texas, Maine, Utah, Las Vegas, and Reno. And I picked Nevada, and I stayed here 35 years because of all the places I've lived. This is where I wanted to live. I want to be a part of it, not change what it is. Truly American. I'm lucky to be here, and I know it.
The biggest little city is not a motto. It's a mindset.
Bravo, Phil. Bravo. All right. Since I got my new crown, I am taking calls this hour, the whole hour, right now at 775-884-9910, because next hour, starting at 10 o'clock, we have guests. At 10 o'clock, you have got to walk through the amazing Sutro Tunnel.
Oh, yes. What? Yes. Yes.
Chris Patterson is going to tell you about something you just must do. At 10:30, Reno's Dog Whisperer. Yes, folks, we have a dog whisperer Reno.
Bark, 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 bark.
It's Peggy Rue, and she's bringing books to give away. At 11 o'clock, what is this backcountry festival? It's a must listen because you don't want to miss it. We have folks who will tell you all about it. At 11:30, I'm going to introduce myself because chances are you really don't know who or what. You've heard of me. You don't know who or what I really am, though. On TV news, you know, we don't talk about ourselves, of course, like where we came from or what we believe, our likes and dislikes. We read a script, and so people go by a lot of rumors and made up some stuff and see things on Facebook and misinformation. Thank you, Channel 2. I'm just blown away by what people think about me. So quick humorous stuff about who I am at 11:30. And next up after the break, all local, because that's what this is. We're going to get into the city of Sparks facing a lawsuit. Our Nevada Humane Society is hopefully cleaning house. And has anyone listening in our broadcast area tried to get an electrician to come to your house? Where do these electricians go to if everybody can't get them to? Anyway, same with the roofer and the tile guy. I've had quite a week here. And by the way, a lot of this show is ad lib. It's off the top of my head. I had the perfect show written. I worked on it all week, but my printer thought it sucked and refused to print it. You know, from the days when I was here with Jay, that the printer and I are on a long-term war. HP. Oh, I got to think of something that HP stands for.
Hate two pieces.
Hell print. I don't know. I got to think this up. What does HP really? Listen, when it works brilliantly. It's amazing. But it keeps losing connection. It doesn't know who I am after a year. I think part of the problem is Charter, called and asked if I wanted to get a free upgrade, and like a doofus, I said yes. And they delivered this new, Phil, I don't even know what this is. It's a modem or it's something else. It's
a new router. Wi-Fi.
The router. That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a pairing button.
No.
So
you don't need that.
No, you do. So, okay, Charter changed its name to Spectrum. Folks, only the guilty change their names.
We're going to have to change our names if we don't go to a break soon.
All right, let's go to a break. Our phone number once again, Phil.
775-891.
Oh, man.
It's right there in front of you.
Oh, that's right. Okay, 775-884-9910. Talk to the new king. His coronation is today, me, of Saturday Radio. Yay. 99.1 and 92.3
FM. 99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Still a standoff in D.C. over the debt limit. We have to go through this debt limit circus every couple of years. What a dumb game this is. Congress is so good at kicking things down the road. The debt, the border, I could go on and on. I'm John Potter, 925. Okay, let's touch on some local news stories. This first one is one that just disappeared over the past week, but I'd like to keep it alive myself. It kind of fires me up. The city of Sparks could be facing another lawsuit. A veteran Sparks fireman identified as Timothy Egan was caught on surveillance camera giving an old woman a leg sweep takedown to the ground. That's what the police report called it. It was definitely some kind of push. 84-year-old Marine Vagholm was leaving some food for homeless cats along what looks like a fence on the side of an alleyway there. And the camera, I guess it's by the fire station, the camera catches the Sparks firefighter going around to the other side of the fence to confront the elderly woman, and he appears to be lecturing her, seems to brush against her, and then starts picking up the food for the cats. She raises an arm, which looks like a defensive pose, and it looks like he then pushes her, and with his foot, and it seems to back trip this 95-pound woman, and she falls to the ground, after which he still appears to be yelling at her on this video. It doesn't look like, I'm sorry, or let me help you up there. The woman's family says she hit her head as she fell and suffers from a traumatic brain injury. Sparks police charged her with assault, but that charge was later dropped. The Sparks City Council actually approved hiring a law firm to defend the firefighter. After all that, the news coverage, like I said, on this whole thing just suddenly disappeared. This was all a week ago, and I haven't seen or heard an update since. See, TV news really has to do updates on stories. Like, constantly, I'm thinking, what happened to them? What happened to this? What happened to... I rarely see that. Updates on stories. Channel 4 has done that with the Humane Society for, like, a year now. I'm going to have that story next. But I also haven't seen an apology from this firefighter or the Sparks Fire Department. Nothing like that. And this person is still on the public payroll? I don't know. And why was the Sparks City Council's reaction to this? We have to get a lawyer to defend the firefighter. The Sparks City Council actually approved hiring a law firm to defend the firefighter who injured the 84-year-old woman who was feeding cats. Your tax money could go to hire a lawyer to defend a person accused of knocking down an elderly woman. Something is way off here. And frankly, seeing the video turned my stomach about it. Didn't we have the mayor and the city council and Sparks pay the big bucks for a headhunting firm to find a fire chief and then fire him soon after because they didn't know about something on his record, and they have to pay another lawyer to defend the brain trust in Sparks against this guy's lawsuit?
Well, not
you know, as my Yeah.
To be fair, they are hauling the city manager in on the carpet and the city council here sometime next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, the city manager's in trouble because of the whole fire chief thing that we were just talking about. I think he would have been in trouble without this cat fire person incident. I don't know. But I want to keep that story alive. I want to know what happens with this. You know, as my dad would say, everyone has a photographic memory. Some just don't have film. there are no winners there in this story, except the lawyers. The lawyers are the winners. What do they say about lawyers? 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name.
Yeah, they do. Lawyers are evil until you need one.
They'll just take your money. I don't want to offend people. But anyway, as for Spark City Management, the problem with the gene pool is that there is no lifeguard. Something else my dad would say. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Open lines until we have our guests coming in at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. What do I say at the end to go to? Oh, it's time for Fox News at 9:30 at 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Happy third winter. Four seasons here, folks. Winter, June, July, and August.
Now, I can't agree with that. I cannot.
And all that snow up there, and I think the only two places to ski are Heavenly and Palisades, formerly Squaw. Every other ski resort closed. Unbelievable. And it's still packed up there.
We have two seasons in Nevada.
Two now.
Okay. Yeah, winter and construction.
Okay. Every state says that, by the way. I'm John Potter. Second story, local news we'll hit on. And, of course, phone lines, we're taking calls 775-884-9910. That's Phil and Carson. I'm here in Reno. News 4's investigation into the Nevada Humane Society continues. Back in 2021, Joe Hart reported on some mistreatment charges and found that some Nevada Humane Society board members were pocketing tens of thousands of dollars. Now the story is a growing number of complaints about shelter operations, personnel issues, finances. Now the Nevada Attorney General's office has a complaint about board members and what money they're getting. And just 3 days ago, Nevada Humane Society Board President Chris Wells and two other board members resigned as the Humane Society deals with complaints over its management and operations, specifically, again, how they spend money and how they treat the animals there. Joe was on this Saturday morning show, nice of him, about a month ago, and very, you know, it's great that he's keeping on this. It's a long time story. I called the Nevada Humane Society several times, dating back to over a year ago, to be on the show. The PR person said, oh, we'd love to be on, but has ghosted me ever since. So thank you, Joe Hart, for uncovering what is going on at the Nevada Humane Society. Of course, every story for a year now has been, there's been no comment from the, it seems, no comment from the Nevada. They were unable to comment. By the way, that's an example of what some companies and public agencies do. When a reporter calls about something that they don't want to talk about, some places give the silent treatment. They just won't call back or say anything. That never works. You pay a PR person to give your side of the story. If the news doesn't hear your side of the story, if we have to say such and such could not be reached for comment or so-and-so declined an interview with our reporter, you know how bad that looks. And what happens is people only hear the other side of the story, the accusation part. Now, some reporters, will just give up on a story if they can't get a response from the other side. And that's what the company or agency is hoping for. And they shouldn't do that. Anyway, ghosting the reporter generally never works. At least with me, I'm still talking about it. And I'll never forget, you know, it kind of reminds me when some reporters confronted the head of Craigslist years ago. Remember the controversy with Craigslist? Back then, Craigslist was this real cesspool. The porn, the pictures, the sex addicts, the child molesters, and other deviants on these personal ads that were off the wall and generated in our morally corrupt culture most of the hits on Craigslist, so they didn't want to let it go. Craigslist, of course, wanted to keep it all, the personal ads, because this stuff was getting the most of the hits for their website. So anyway, the head, the main guy of Craigslist, he doesn't answer to any reporters. So a few good ones, there are fewer and fewer really good reporters, by the way, but that's a story for another day. Some reporters ambush the guy when he steps out of the building. They stick a microphone in his face on camera, and they ask him about all this disgusting crap, some of it illegal, that he has on his website. And his solution was just to stare at the reporter and not open his mouth. He gets a question, long stare on camera, not a word. So he's thinking, I know what he's thinking. He's thinking and hoping that the video is unusable. You got to get the statement, right? Well, he's thinking they won't air it if there are no words, just a stare. Well, the TV station, I forget which one, wasn't the one I worked for, but the TV station runs the entire interview where he just stares for 30 seconds. Good work. And it made him look terrible. But again, if you're a big company or a taxpayer-supported agency and you're accused of something, give your side. And if you're wrong and there's some corruption going on, get it out there. Because if you don't, it just prolongs the whole story. You never get your side told. Joe Hart's been reporting on the charges now at the Nevada Humane Society, I think close to 2 years now. I'm not sure. And they don't want to be on this show either. What can I say? People like Joe and I, we want the community to work. We want fairness. We want officials to be using our tax money and donations the right way. We want answers to charges that are being made. Because an informed public is the best public. And when we know what's really going on, we are prone to also voting the right way. Did I just go over 5 minutes on the Nevada Humane Society story?
You did, but it was wonderful.
I'm about to be fired again. go ahead, what?
One thing that you and I and other people in our business in a market like this suffer from is the abuse of the huge markets and the huge national networks always looking for that juicy story, the story that's going to take down the cotton candy industry or whatever. And all you and I want, and most people in this market or markets like this one, all we want is the truth. We're not looking to ruin careers or have people run out of town on a rail. We just want to tell the people who listen or watch what is going on openly and honestly. We're not looking to ambush or hurt anybody.
Right, and give the two sides. And one more thing to harp on the media about, Phil. It's really an awful lot about what they don't report. Well, you watch my dear beloved wife watches CNN and MSNBC. I watch the other one, Fox, of course. So CNN, I don't think it's touched on Hunter Biden at all, but the rape case on President Trump is ad infinitum, or however they say it. Now, and another thing I noticed, remember that Sweet 16 shooting story out of Alabama?
Yep.
A true tragedy, but the TV news never did call this what it was, and that is gang violence. they don't call any of the similar events gang violence anymore. Have you noticed? There's no more gang violence anymore.
It's woke fear.
It's disappeared, the gang violence. Mm-hmm. The media still says, the shooting at the Sweet 16 party was gun violence, not from the six teenage gang members that were arrested. I followed this story. They called the first two arrests two young brothers. Two poor, innocent young brothers. A victim of society's gun culture. Gun just jumped in their hands, folks. They don't even use the words criminal or culprit in the news anymore. The PC term when reporting on all killings, like what happened in Alabama, it's gun violence, because it's not the criminal. It's a gun, you know. It's moral decay is what it is. It's lack of good parenting. With fewer and fewer folks practicing a life enriched with faith, we are sadly becoming an amoral and decadent society. This is our problem in a nutshell. It's the problem, and a reversal of that is the solution. And what you never see in the news, number two, are the justified shootings for people defending themselves. There are hundreds, maybe thousands of cases a year where a firearm bought for protection saved lives. Crime has gone up across America. Some people are vigilant and prepared. Others are victims of crimes. But still, that's no consolation after 89 bullets are fired and 14s killed at the Sweet 16 party. And as extreme as it gets, the media, it seems to be part of that sideshow. Finally, in worldwide news, did you know we have 305 official candidates for this year's Nobel Peace Prize? Man, I would kill for a Nobel Peace Prize.
I personally, I invented a I invented a zero calorie pizza.
Okay.
And nobody gave me the Nobel Pizza Prize. Apologies to Benny Hill.
All right, up next. Folks, do you know what day it is? It's something very special for a huge group of people in our community. And this show's all about our community. I'm John Potter. The show is called The Weekend, live and local every Saturday morning from 9 to noon. Going to take a break and be right back, but I'll tell you what day this is. 775-884-9910 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
You know, I dreamt last night that we live in this giant snow globe, like that TV show, Under the Dome. It really did. It's been like that. Somebody shakes it up now and then. It's 9:50, 10 before 10. I'm John Potter. This show is the weekend, live and local, every Saturday morning from 9 to noon. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what day it is. Today is National Nurses Day. There you go. That's for you, nurses. Do we have any nurses listening? Salute! There's no secret as to why Nurses Day is the day after Cinco de Mayo. They really need two-day drinks. Such hard workers. Let me tell you how hard they work. If you see a picture of a nurse sitting down, it is definitely photoshopped. I know a night nurse. I personally know a night nurse who never gets enough sleep. You know, the doorbell rings, the neighbor mows the lawn. She has designer bags under her eyes. And, you know, it's funny. She hates TV medical shows. You meet a policeman. Oh, do you watch the cop shows? And I get different answers. And I asked her, I said, do you watch the medical TV shows? She hates them, because they always show the doctors dealing with patients bedside, and the nurses always just walking up and down the hallway or delivering refreshments and narcotics. And she's right. She can't tell. Huh?
Nurses are underpaid and overworked. They are also underappreciated.
truly. Well, underpaid, unless you're, I mean, if you're a traveling nurse, that's a big jackpot. I was amazed to hear how much the traveling nurses get. And the hometown nurses who have the full-time jobs in the hospitals are kind of envious of that. Kind of a point of contention. I think they get their housing paid for and everything.
I am the proud son of a pair of nurses, as a matter of fact.
Are you really? Okay, so you can relate to this. You probably remember the stories. I can't, but anyway, this nurse I know, she cannot tell you how many times she goes into work and is told, we're short-staffed tonight. I swear, it's like every other or most every day, she says. She also made a list for in case she's unconscious. She made a list of the five doctors she doesn't want working on her. And I asked her then, I said, so why did you choose nursing? She said it was a good idea at the time. Night nurse. And she told me just because it's midnight doesn't mean all patients sleep, folks. Are there nurses out there who can relate to this? Is it all true? 775-884-9910. Blood is red. Nurses are jaded. Mess with her and you get sedated. Give me a break. My writers are on strike. Come on. Haven't you heard?
We have the one writer outside with his protest sign walking back and forth now. Fortunately, he's not saying anything or not chanting anything because he's not working. He's not going to write anything to chant.
The writers are on strike, I'm telling you. Has anybody listening tried to get an electrician to come to your house? What an experience this has been. I've called all 10 that I know of. Some don't do estimates anymore. And if they do, you pay for the estimate. The rates, not kidding here, average $120 an hour. And they tell you things like, it might take me all day. There's one electrician in town who charges $180 an hour. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
What's the problem?
This is no joke. It's weird. My house is haunted. And it's gradually, the electricity is gradually dying out. First, there was one outlet that didn't work. Then there was a ceiling light that stopped working. I tried different bulbs. Now the pond pump doesn't. These are all different outlets. And it's spreading.
How old is your house?
Kathy bought it, I think, it was built probably early 70s, I think. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. The $180 one an hour, that's the one my wife wants to do the job because she likes him. We actually gave up trying to get a tile person. We have a fireplace in the bedroom that has been all plywood for years. There is this new process now where you either leave a message and they don't call back, or they never show up for an estimate, or they do show up for the estimate, but then they ghost you. Somebody explain that to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe yes, because they heard my show. I don't know. I had an experience getting a roof repair recently. One place does not do in-person estimates. They fly a drone over your house and take pictures, and they use that to do their estimate, and they charge you $200 just for that. No joke. I've never heard of, is this the norm now? And second issue I have today, Frito-Lay Company. What have you done? I know food prices are up, but Fritos and Cheetos for $7 a bag?
Oh, no kidding.
At Grocery Outlet this week, I saw the party-size bags of Cheetos going for $10 something. And today's party size bag, folks, is the former regular size bag. They know they got us. Nobody can quite match the taste of the Frito or the crunchy Cheeto. They try, but nobody comes close. And Frito-Lay knows it. And they are taking us to the cleaners. Now, many of you may think that the cost of Cheetos and Fritos is a silly topic, but it's not. food price inflation, I think. Here we go again. The number one story, not reported by the media. Instead, I see a lot of irrelevant things, like whatever Pence thinks about Trump, or nutty things some extreme Republican says, and of course some new angle on January 6th to keep that forever fresh in our minds, or because they're too lazy to report on something new. January 6th, a.k.a. the Democrats' Benghazi. The average American today doesn't care about some boomer riot at the Capitol. They're worried about crushing inflation, shortages of essentials and workers, shortages of doctors and nurses, keeping their jobs and feeding their families, and yes, the cost of Cheetos and Fritos. You know, the Democrats, they should focus more on the Bernie-style worker and economy issues. I don't hear a single person kvetching about Trump or George Santos. Do more stories on what affects us. Investigate things like why our tax payments due on returns unusually high this year. Are certain price jumps really illegitimate, or can you uncover who's price gouging? No more he said, she said political BS. That's what I think. Like I said, my writers are on strike. I can't be responsible for anything I say. I'm John Potter. We're going to be back. This is called The Weekend. Live and local, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Going to break for Fox News. And our first guest is up next. Phone line's always open. 775-884-9910.